Chazar sich in der Shabbat Ches Chashag Mevam Yehudim Mesech Debei Adaf Lamed Tes. Zok the Mishnah, a burning coal has a tchum of its owner. A flame has no tchum restrictions at all because it has no substance. Zok the Mishnah, one who uses a burning coal of Hegdish is chayah from Me'ilah. So one who uses a flame of Hegdish, although Osir to do, would not be chayah from Me'ilah. Finally, Zok the Mishnah, one who carries out a burning coal to Rishus to Rabban Shabbos would be chayah, but someone who carries out a flame would be potter. Zok the Gemara, Braisa says there were five distinctions made between a burning coal and a flame. Number one, the coal has a tchum of its owner and the flame has no tchum. Number two, using a coal of Hegdish carries Me'ilah, the chiyah of Me'ilah, whereas using a flame of Hegdish is osir, but there's no Me'ilah. Number three, one may not benefit from a coal of Avodah Zarah, but he could benefit from a flame of Avodah Zarah. Number four, one is chayav for carrying a coal to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, but not for carrying a flame to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Finally, number five, one who promises not to benefit from his friend may not use the coal of that friend, but he may use his flame. Why taka is the flame of Hegdish also to use, but the flame of Avodah Zarah is mutter? Where it says, Yidin find Avodah Zarah to be disgusting, so there's no need to be geyser against using the flame for fear that it will lead them to using more. Hegdish is not treated in that way in the Rabbanim, therefore felt the need to be geyser. Mishnah said, "Amoytzi gachelas v'shusar rabim chayiv v'shal heves is going to be potter." In fact, my Braisa says that one who takes out even the smallest flame on Shabbos is chayiv. Not like our Mishnah. Rav Sheshi said the Braisa is discussing where he took out the flame on a piece of wood. He's therefore chayiv for carrying out the piece of wood, not for the flame. In fact, more than let the Braisa say he's chayiv for the wood. Mar said the case is that the wood is smaller than the size necessary to make him chayiv. However, with the flame, it's considered significant enough to make him chayiv. Abaye said the Braisa is discussing where he took out the flame on a keli. I expect the Mar should be chayiv for carrying out the keli. Mar says it was a broken piece of pottery. Still, he should be chayiv for carrying out the pottery. Mar said it was smaller than the size necessary to make him chayiv. But again, with the flame, he gave chashivas, and that way he was chayiv. If so, what's the case of our Mishnah which says that one who carries out a flame is potter? What did he carry it out on? Mar says the case is where he blew a flame into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So actually there was nothing that was carried out along with the flame. Zok the Mishnah, the water of a well has a tchum of the owner of the well. A well belonging to a city has a tchum of the people of the city. The water drawn from wells made for the people of Babel who were traveling to Eretz Yisrael, meaning public wells, they take on the tchum of the people who draw the water. Fact the Gemara, Rava Yisrael Nachman, our Mishnah says that the water of a private well takes on the tchum of the owner, but a Braisa says that the water from flowing rivers and streams, presumably even if they're privately owned, have the tchum of the one who draws water from them. Rabbi said, our Mishnah is talking about still stationary water, and such water takes on the owner's tchum. But in Echanami, running water would be based on the person who draws the water. The Mishnah, Sev Shel Oile Babel, Karagdei Hamem Male. Zok the Gemara, if one drew water from such a well with intent to draw it for his friend, so not for himself, he's drawing it for somebody else. Rav Nachman says the water takes on the tchum of the one it was drawn for. Rav Sheshi says it takes on the tchum of the one who drew the water. The point of Machalekes is like this. Rav Sheshi says that the water in the well is hefker, and one can't acquire something of hefker for somebody else. Therefore, it remains the one who drew it. Rav Nachman says that the water is considered as owned by all Yidden in partnership, and such water can therefore be acquired from somebody else, and therefore it takes on the tchum of the one who was drawn for. Rava asks Rav Nachman, a Mishnah says, if two people are offered to benefit from each other because of a promise made, they're allowed to use the well of the people who came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Now, according to Rav Nachman, who says that the well is owned as a partnership, these two people should not be allowed to use the well because they're using water which belongs in part to the one that they're also to benefit from. And for the Gemara, the Braisa is discussing drinking water from the well. This is allowed because when the water is drawn through Breira, we say that the water drawn was his all along and never belonged to the other individual. However, it would be also for them to bathe in that well because in that case, they would be benefiting from water owned by that other individual as well. This would mean that Rav Nachman holds a Breira. However, based on Rav Nachman's explanation of a Mishnah regarding brothers who split an inheritance, we see that he does not hold a Breira. He treats the brothers as having bought their portions from each other, not as having split it l'mafreya. So how can you say Rav Nachman holds a Breira? We see he doesn't hold a Breira. And for the Gemara, all agree that the water in the public well is Hefker. But the machloik between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is whether when one picks up a Hefker item with intent to give it to his friend, does the first person acquire it with his lifting and he then gives it to his friend? Or does the first person not acquire it at all and it remains Hefker until it's taken by the friend who then acquires it? Rav Nachman says it remains Hefker until the friend takes it, which is why this Hefker water gets the tum of the person it was lifted for. And Rav Sheshes says that the one who lifts it acquires it immediately, and the water therefore takes on his tum.